Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been taking a look at the issue of dominion versus domination. Who has dominion in the earth? If we look around, we can easily observe instances of Satan or darkness, powers of darkness, having domination over individual people's lives, and in some cases, over areas of a city, and in some cases, over nations entirely. And yet, was it God's intent for Satan to have dominion or domination in the earth? If you read the Word of God, you find out the answer to that question is certainly not. Yesterday, we talked about how in Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28, we discover that God's original intent for man was to have dominion in the earth. In other words, God made Adam and Eve delegated authority over the earth and everything in it. And yet, we find that original plan of God was turned upside down when God's man Adam, through a choice of his free will, rebelled against God, did not stay under God's authority, and abdicated his own delegated authority in the earth by giving the keys, or you could say the title deed to the earth, to Satan himself when Adam bowed to Satan's words instead of obeying God's words. Adam was told specifically not to eat of a certain tree in the garden. Satan told him, oh, you need to do that. God didn't really mean it that way, and deceived him and encouraged him to go ahead and disobey or put aside God's word and do what Satan was suggesting. By that act of defiance of God's authority, Adam lost his authority and dominion in the earth. Now, it was never God's intention for Satan to rule or have dominion in the earth. You could say it was never God's intent for the earth to be the domain of Satan. It's much like the shopkeeper who owns a store. The day comes when he's going to leave the country and he hires a manager and gives him all delegated authority in this store. While the shopkeeper's away on his trip to a distant land, that delegated authority, that manager of the store, makes a decision that is not in compliance with the store owner's desire. And he decides to go bet on the horses and spend some time at the horse racing track. And he gives the keys of the store to a passerby who seems interested enough in the store. And while he's away, that passerby who took over the delegated authority of that manager robs the store blind, takes all the money out of the cash register, steals all the credit card information on the customers of that store, and begins to plunder both the store and the store's customers. Now, it was never the intention of that store owner that the delegated authority, his manager, turn over his delegated authority to another party. It wasn't the store owner's desire to see his customers robbed through the theft of their credit card information. And yet, it's very much what has happened in the earth. God never had the intention that his delegated authority, Adam, give his authority over to a robber and a thief. And yet that's exactly what Jesus calls Satan in John 10:10. He says, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come to give you life and give it more abundantly. We find that though it was not the heart of God, the earth ended up as the domain of Satan, at least for a season. And it became the domain of Satan through sin and rebellion against God. But Jesus came to turn things around. And when he came, walked on the earth, he gave authority to those who would follow him, his disciples, not only the ones that lived at that time, but all those who would follow, to have authority over the works of darkness, just like Jesus did when he walked on the earth. We see that Jesus laid hands on the sick and they were healed. We see Jesus casting out demons. We see authority in the life of Jesus. And Jesus gave authority to his followers as well, to have dominion over the works of the devil. But is the earth still Satan's domain? Let's take a look at some scriptures about that. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us that the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. That New Testament scripture tells us that Satan is still alive and well, roaming around the earth, looking to see who he may devour, destroy, steal from. Ephesians 6:12 talks specifically about spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms and how the believer has authority over them, but it still indicates that there still are spiritual forces of evil or spiritual wickedness in high places affecting, impacting, and oppressing those people on the earth who do not walk with the Lord. 1 John 5:19 says the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So we see that Satan's domain or his kingdom is still active in this earth. But we may live in Satan's domain, so to speak, but we do not have to be under his dominion. The Word of God tells us that we as believers are in the world, but we are not of the world. The day will come, as we know from the Word of God, where Jesus will return to the earth, and at that time, Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire for all time, be completely removed from oppressing people in the earth. It's important to understand, though Satan has some domination still in the earth through the sin and rebellion of people who willingly submit to his authority by remaining in the kingdom of darkness, though they are invited by God through his great love to come into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Through sin and rebellion, just like it was in the Garden of Eden, Satan has taken some measure of authority in the earth. But those who have become born-again believers have been given authority, power by Jesus Christ himself to dominate or have dominion over the works of the enemy in the earth, and most assuredly, any work of the enemy that's perpetrated against the life of the believer. We have been given authority and power to deal with the devil in this earth. That authority has not been given to the unbeliever, and because of it, the unbeliever is under the domination of the enemy of his soul, Satan himself, and all of his hordes of demons that love to kill, steal, and destroy. But I like to compare our situation in the earth as believers, and the fact that there's still a measure of domination of the enemy, Satan, in the earth, I like to compare it to a situation that can be observed in World War II history. During World War II, the Nazis had come into authority in Germany. People in Germany, whether they understood the implications of it or not, came under the influence and then under the authority of Hitler and his Nazi regime. They gave him power. They allowed him to be the ruler of that nation. And then the true colors of Nazism began to be unveiled. And so the Nazis, in their reign of terror, began to invade and occupy other countries illegally. They invaded and occupied France and Poland and Holland for a certain period of time. You could say those countries were Nazi domain for a season of time. The Nazis moved about freely in those nations, stealing and killing the inhabitants at will. This is not unlike Satan in the earth today. He has taken illegal authority. It wasn't authority given to him by God. It was authority given to him through the sin of man, rebellion of man. Just like the Nazis took illegal authority by invading and occupying France and Poland and Holland. The Nazis moved about freely in those countries through their illegal domination of those lands, just like Satan does today in the earth. But there were citizens of those domains, France, Poland, and Holland, who refused to submit to Nazi domination, and they were called the resistance. Those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, under his authority, committed to his word and to his will, could be called the resistance in the earth today. James chapter 4 tells us, resist the devil and he will flee from you. That word resist means to stand against or to oppose. The resistance fighters in World War II stood against the domination of the Nazis. They did everything to upset their advance in their specific countries. They would blow up bridges and communication and supply lines. They fought against or stood opposed continuously to the dominion of the Nazis in their land. We must be resistance fighters in the earth today. Though the earth may be somewhat Satan's domain, as the resistance empowered by God himself, believers in the earth can upset the plans of the enemy. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, we're not ignorant of his devices. The resistance fighters weren't ignorant of the Nazi devices and schemes, and they were able to upset the advance of Nazism in the earth. The Lord wants his believers to upset the advance of Satan in the earth, and we have the authority to do it. Join me tomorrow as we look at the scriptures about the authority of the believer in the earth.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.